I'm Jill Jacobson for Employee Forum. Join us for a look at Digital's advances in the interactive video market and the latest on our alliance with Microsoft. Reporter Buzz Luttrell talks with Bill Strecker about software's role in Digital's future. And Mark Weil interviews Sid Feralis, our new Vice President of Human Resources. Bob Palmer fields employee questions at sessions in Maynard and Tokyo. But before we begin, Bob will talk about this program and our new format.
Hello, and thank you for joining us for this newest edition of our Employee Forum DVN. As part of an ongoing effort to communicate with you about our progress, we're trying a new format that is more visual and should be more interesting. This different approach to our program is designed to give you a broader look at some of the tremendously exciting work going on in digital. I believe that we need to take a moment to celebrate these achievements and to recognize some of the people responsible for them. A couple of weeks ago, I put a note into the digital notes file asking for input to help us plan this DVN. We quickly received more than 100 excellent replies, all of which have been reviewed and analyzed. Some of the more common themes include the following: company direction, software strategy, the need to grow, attrition, compensation, job security, implications of the Microsoft Alliance, and the future of Alpha. Although I don't have time to respond to all of them now, you will see several of the key issues you raised addressed in this DVM. A little later in this program, I'll respond to three issues that I think are very important. Let me underscore again that I asked for your comments because I value your input. Here's what one digital employee had to say. Just get us focused, get us engaged, and point us all in the direction that you and your team need us to be headed, with enough information and leadership to sustain the journey. Tell us in your own words what you think we should expect to anticipate if FY96 is going to be a major milestone in digital's history, end quote. I hope that this DVN helps provide some of that perspective. Before we move on, I want to thank all of you for your tremendous performance and contributions to our very successful 1995 fiscal year. And I want to review some of the major goals that we accomplished. It was a year full of accomplishments on the path toward financial recovery. We met all of our financial targets in all respects: profit, cash, and revenue growth. The final quarter of FY95 was our third consecutive profitable quarter, and it resulted in our first profitable fiscal year in 5 years. That is a significant achievement that not many of the analysts who monitor our progress thought could be done. You've done a tremendous job in laying the foundation for continued profitability and growth in the coming years. I've mentioned repeatedly in past DVNs that it was critical for us to generate cash from operations, and we achieved that goal in the last two quarters of fiscal 95. We ended the fiscal year with $1.6 billion in cash. Our cash position improved by $421 million at the close of the fiscal year, a 36% improvement over the previous year. We achieved revenue growth in all of our key product lines, and in each quarter, we achieved year-over-year revenue growth. In quarter four, Alpha revenues increased by 32%. I've talked quite a bit in previous DVNs about our determination to improve gross margins. We made strong progress in that regard. In Q4, product gross margin was 31.2%, compared with 28.7% in Q3, and 25.2% at the end of FY94. The total gross margins that we achieved in Q4 of 95, 32.4%, met our targeted levels. There's a lot more I can talk about. We achieved significant increase in the amount of business done through indirect channel partners. We moved 58% of our products through indirect channels in fiscal 1995, compared with 45% the previous year. We made a number of key strategic decisions about who we wanted to be as a company and structured the organization around those principles. These are important vital signs for any business, and digital's vital signs are stronger than they have been in quite a while. In this new format, you'll be able to hear directly from different parts of the business rather than hearing everything from me. You'll have a chance to see firsthand what has been going on behind the scenes to contribute to our recent and future success. We obviously cannot do justice to everyone and everything contributing to our turnaround up to this point. But for the first time in a video magazine format, we've collected some key examples of digital's forward movement and important indications of where we are headed. And if you like this approach to getting a look into what's driving digital success, we'll be able to highlight more and more people and parts of the business in subsequent broadcasts. Today, you're going to get a look at the significance of our recent Alliance for Enterprise Computing with Microsoft. An alliance that strengthens an already strong relationship between our two companies and that has tremendous implications for our Alpha-based business. Bill Strecker, our Chief Technology Officer, will explain some of the critical decisions required of the business as we go about defining the role of software in digital's future. You're going to see highlights of questions and answer sessions that we've held with employees in Japan and with the CSD engineering groups. In those meetings, I got an opportunity to listen and respond to employee issues that are of interest to employees in all parts of the company. We also have an interesting demonstration of our ability to win against tough competition in a key emerging market, interactive video. The Advanced Technology Group's Video and Interactive Information Services business, or VIIS, has succeeded in winning nearly half of the major video on-demand trials and deployments worldwide. And we believe that our leadership server technology will create new market opportunities as we continue to advance our capabilities in the area of networked multimedia. And finally, you're going to meet Sid Ferrales, our new Vice President of Worldwide Human Resources. Sid is a true champion of employees, and he understands very clearly that our continued progress depends on your full engagement, interest, and commitment to our common goals. Sid will bring you up to date on the progress that we've achieved in making our pay programs reward individual initiative and accomplishment, in addition to giving employees a greater opportunity to share in the financial success of their businesses. I hope that you enjoy our new format. We'll be looking forward to your feedback.
Thanks to interactive media, the way we view TV and our world will never be the same again. And digital is right out on the front line of the media revolution. Mark Weil takes us on a tour of Digital's Video and Interactive Information and Services Group in Shrewsbury, Massachusetts and Tarrytown, New York.
Hi, I'm Mark Weil for the Digital Employee Forum. You know, for people who like and understand computers, there's a whole interactive world available right at their fingertips. But what about the people who are intimidated by computers? Digital's Video and Interactive Information Services to the rescue. Once again, Digital leads the way into the future. This time with VIIS, Video and Interactive Information Services, a group formed 2 years ago to develop ways to make interactive programming to mass audiences an affordable reality, as easy to use as the ever-popular cable TV or VCR remote control.
My mission is really to take digital into new business, and the business that is really at the crossroads and ready to take off right now is what we call the whole interactive information services business, with video as the major data type.
Our goal in the long run is to be one of the premier providers of both services and programs to the interactive television business.
Tarrytown, New York is home to the Digital Media Studios, a production house for interactive media.
Yes, if that's what you want, or you can go with the home.
Well, actually, I would like to see what a group shot does look like that, because of all that GRP stuff.
Here, an energetic group of creative minds works on the cutting edge to bring together the best qualities of television, online services, and CD-ROM for applications ranging from music videos and movies on demand.
Is say our cotton percale sheets exceed industry standards isn't
to completely independent home shopping services. But that's just the beginning.
You could imagine truly the electronic town hall actually happening through interactive television. And beyond that, the world is entirely open. Just as the folks who planted the first TV camera in the middle of an audience and aimed it at a stage never could have anticipated the home shopping network or MTV or any of the other things that we are very comfortable with today, we certainly don't have a real understanding of what interactive television can do for us, but certainly it's going to make changes in the way we certainly view TV and probably the way that we interact with each other.
While the media studio producers are working on design and development of incredible interactive programming, experts work day and night at the lab in Shrewsbury, Massachusetts, on development of the middleware code itself and custom customer work.
Early on in the life cycle, a lot of our customers have very specific ways that they think will give them an edge in offering services. So as a result, we're getting requests to do a fair amount of custom work. Over time, we'll get much more into a product type of environment.
The ability to bring this technology, utilizing the world's fastest server system based on 64-bit alpha processors, into the infrastructure that's behind cable and broadcast TV, is a big money-making opportunity for Digital right now. In a $10 million partnership, Digital and a company called AdLink in Southern California are ready to show the advertising world how different things will be. Sending a digitized commercial through many different neighborhoods, many different demographics, via GTE and Pacific Bell phone lines, the advertiser can simultaneously customize the same commercial to talk specifically to the viewers in each market.
We're supplying video servers to 56 separate cable television head ends, or the central broadcast facilities, that will allow AdLink to customize an ad for each individual community. So for instance, if you are Mercedes-Benz and you want to, say, see Valencia Mercedes in Valencia, you can have that targeted right down to the individual community. And then across town, you can have Beverly Hills Mercedes being the tagline on that.
Truly, we are participating in a very interesting period where history is truly in the making. The way computers are going to be used, the way work gets done is going to be very different. The way shopping gets done is going to be different. You're seeing the very changes in the very socioeconomic fabric of our society, where people are going to be doing things differently.
Reporter Buzz Luttrell talks with Bill Strecker about software's role in digital's future.
I think we have a very clear software strategy. I think we have a very compelling software strategy. I think we have a very exciting software strategy. And I think that software strategy is situated in the right business context so that we can execute that strategy.
And how does that strategy fit in with the overall corporate strategy for growth?
As Bob Palmer has said, the corporate strategy is to make us the connectivity company of choice, and connectivity software is a key element of that strategy.
Let's talk just a little bit about the highlights of the new strategy.
Well, to understand the strategy, you have to recognize that we are in business to make a profit. And we've taken our software portfolio and we've divided it up into the three critical business contexts we think we need to grow and make a profit. The first context is software for our platform business. The second is software for our system integration business. And third, and this is what's entirely new for Digital, is software that we place in a new independent business context that we're calling the connectivity software business.
Let's talk about the opportunities arising from this new business unit.
Well, the principal opportunity for the company is to make money on selling software alone. Previously, we have done software and sold software solely in the context of our systems business. But the industry is restructured extensively, and Digital is following the industry trends, and we are positioning ourselves to make money in the software business alone.
How would you describe or size this new opportunity?
Well, this is a huge opportunity for the company. It is an opportunity to make significant profit for the company because software can be a very profitable business, but it's also an opportunity for significant growth in revenue.
You've seen a lot of history with digital. At this juncture, what excites you most from a software perspective about digital's future?
I think the most exciting thing is that digital has a broad range of software competencies. In recent years, because of the way the industry is structured and the way digital is structured, we have not been able to effectively bring these competencies to market. We're now organized in such a way that we can bring the competencies to the market, and I think this should be very exciting for both digital's employees and also for digital stockholders.
Speaking of digital's employees, if I am looking at it from an employee perspective, the first question is, how's all this going to affect me?
I think it's going to affect our software engineers very positively. I think all of our software engineers have recognized that in recent years, digital's software businesses have not been well aligned with the market. We've now, I think, aligned them in a very positive and constructive fashion. And I think every digital software engineer will know exactly what business they're in and how they can succeed in that business.
And we're looking at a growth environment.
This is a high growth environment, especially in the connectivity software business.
What actually led to the creation of this new connectivity software business unit?
The thing that led to the creation of the connectivity software business was the recognition that there is a significant opportunity for software to support digital's connectivity strategy. And secondly, digital has enormous competencies inside the company that can be used as a basis of that business. So it's the pairing of two things, the market opportunity and the fact that digital has competencies to exploit that market opportunity.
It's going back to an old and significant and unique strength.
I think that it builds very much on our traditional strengths in networking software, which has always been a major feature of the company.
For the connectivity business, what are the specific customer problems that are addressed, and just how did you decide on which problems to focus on?
Well, there's two major aspects to the connectivity problem in terms of customers. The first is the need to connect resources together within the enterprise. But in fact, what's emerging now is a much more interesting need, which goes beyond that, to connect information resources across enterprises so that customers can talk to their suppliers, that can talk to their partners, and so forth. So what we picked up on is both the need for connectivity within the enterprise, but also to extend beyond that enterprise.
Now, this new direction sounds very exciting, but maybe a little anxiety producing too. Does this mean that platform and systems integration software is going to be less important or less valued?
It's absolutely no way less valuable. I think the important thing is that all of our software is now in the right business context. We do platform software, as I said, to support and differentiate our platforms. We do systems integration software to support and differentiate our systems integration solution delivery. Our platform business and our system integration business is extremely important and strategic to the company. And the software that's done in those business units to support those businesses is every bit as strategic as the software we do in our connectivity software business unit.
So it's not a replacement for anything?
It's not in any way a replacement. I think the important thing is to understand that we have software in three business contexts. Those three business contexts are extremely strategic to the company.
I think I heard you explain it on one occasion as the three-leg stool.
Well, I might have used that terminology, but in any event, it's extremely important that we have these three elements to our software strategy because they do reflect the real business opportunities that the company has in connectivity.
You sound and look very pleased with the way things are going.
Well, this is an extremely important event for digital. I think that digital has long distinguished itself with its software competencies. But in recent years, because the market has changed and the industry has changed, we have not been able to effectively bring these competencies to market. But this is all going to change now. We can take these rather considerable competencies we have, bring them to market, make profit for the company, and I think a great deal of satisfaction for the employees of the company.
One way Bob Palmer keeps in touch with employees is by regularly holding employee meetings in different locations. During Q4, he met with a group of CSD engineers in Maynard and employees in Tokyo.
President and CEO.
So, Palmer-san, よろしくお願いします。
Thank you.
Well, good afternoon. It's a great pleasure for me to visit with you this afternoon. It was just 1 year ago in June that I visited this subsidiary, as you may remember, and at that time the company was doing very poorly in its financial results.
ちょうど1年前の6月でした。皆様もご存知かと思いますが、私がこちらに来て、そしてちょうどその時期でした。このファイナンシャルという観点から見ますと、大変苦しい時期に置かれていたのではないかと思われます。
I'm happy to say that as a result of your very hard work and many other digital employees across the world, we have in that time returned to profitability.And we are financially quite healthy. As you know, Japan is one of the largest countries and opportunities for digital. And because it is such an important subsidiary, I wanted to be here personally to introduce Watanabe-san to his new role. I also wanted to personally take this opportunity to thank Hamawaki-san for his great leadership during these 2 years.
さらにこの場をお借りいたしまして、この2年間大変素晴らしいご尽力を尽くしてくださいました浜脇氏に御礼申し上げます。
浜脇さん、as you undoubtedly know, will continue as chairman of our subsidiary and will add his maturity and understanding of the Japanese culture to our success here in Japan.And I also, of course, am here to introduce Watanabe-san to our partners, our customers, and even our competitors as the new president of our Digital Japan subsidiary.
そして今回は先ほど申しましたように私自身がですね、自らの口で渡辺氏を、はい。
And to welcome him to Digital for the next phase in our growth.In this subsidiary, we have aggressive plans for growth.
さて私たちはこの成長、グロースというところで大変アグレッシブなプランを。
We have begun to develop our indirect channels during the last several years with more and more emphasis on indirect channels and partners to move our products and services.
よって私たちはこの商
品。Our objective is not only to deliver our products and services to existing customers more cost effectively,but to also reach a larger universe of customers.
私たちは今ある既存の
At the present time, we have very little debt. We have $1.5 to $1.6 billion in cash on hand.
そして現在では負債と
So we have plenty of financial resources to invest in new research and development for new products and services
よってこれだけの財源がある
And in more focused marketing and technical development programs to increase demand for our products and services.
さらに私たちの商品および
So I think the company is very well positioned for fiscal year 1996 for aggressive growth. And I think that as you all know, this subsidiary is one of our most important and its success is critical to digital success.
ここまでお話しいたしますと会計年度96に関し
So without further ado, let me hand it over to Bob.
Jesse, thank you. So you know, this has to be probably my most enjoyable DVN that I've had the opportunity to do in the 3 years I've been trying to lead this organization, or not quite three yet, but it will be shortly. And the reason being, of course, is because of your performance. During this last year, Digital accomplished really an extraordinary turnaround from a financial perspective. If you looked at year-over-year performance, the profitability improved from a loss of over $500 million to a profit of $122 million,641 million dollar swing in 1 year. Virtually unprecedented in industrial companies in the last 15 years or so of any size. And in fact, if you look at, say, Fortune 100 size companies and you ratio the size revenue we have to the size revenue of any of the other companies, you don't find any companies that have made a greater turnaround in a single year.That was made possible by all of the employees in this room and all of our employees worldwide pulling together very difficult circumstances and recognizing that we really had to get a grip on this new business model. We had to execute, and we had to do it without dropping any revenue. As I think about it, sometimes, you know, day to day, it's so busy. You're so busy. There's so much going on in your office or mine. We don't have much opportunity to stand back and think about it. But there is virtually no piece of the business last year that wasn't re-engineered in some way. In some cases, like in this organization, extremely dramatically. And by the way, it's not perfect yet, but it's working pretty well, judged by the financial results. Now, you come back and think about other results. Somebody was asking me about this job, and I have said many times to you, and I'd say again this morning, that it is a privilege. It has always been a privilege to be selected to be the chief executive officer of this fine and proud company, even though it was at a time of great difficulty, and I recognized, at least to a reasonable approximation, the magnitude of that difficulty. It's a privilege, but it hadn't been that much fun. And somebody was asking me about that, saying that, were you having any fun? And I have to share with you, as I have before, there's not any fun in downsizing organizations, you know, and letting people go that really have worked hard for the company, but we just can't afford the number of folks that we have. Closing facilities, 35 manufacturing plants goes down to 10, because you really couldn't support 35 manufacturing plants, and on and on and on, and all of those things that are not fun in my job. But recently, I've been feeling a little better. I've been having a little more fun. And somebody in the news media was asking me about that and said, can you kind of pinpoint when you started having fun? I started having fun on April 11th. Those of you that had anything to do with that turbo laser announcement might understand why I started having fun that day. Had a little more fun. In July, we introduced an entire new line of workstations that beat the competition in price performance by a wide margin across the entire range from $5,000 to $50,000. Engineered by digital engineering, executed by manufacturing, available to customers today. And this is the year we have to turn our workstation business around. It's one of the imperatives that we have, to turn that business around. We've got to grow our server business dramatically. We have to get a software strategy that makes sense and explain it to somebody and execute it. Now, these are the kinds of challenges we have in engineering. Now, while I'm on that subject, I want to say something about engineering, although if you're listening, you could already hear the basic theme. So I'm very proud of digital engineering. We have numerous awards and accolades every year for leadership products and ideas for a long, long time. This is a technologically driven company. There is no one that mistakes that, and certainly not your chief executive. His technology is the business that we're in, making the right technical choices. One of the hardest things you have in management is to recognize that cannibalizing your own products with new products is a way of survival and growth. And resisting change, as we unfortunately made a few mistakes in the last several years, of resisting changes in the marketplace, the longer you postpone getting with it, the more painful it is. And we've suffered through that. Now, from where we are today, though, we're exceptionally well positioned. If you think about, the world is moving to 64-bit computing, where we've been for about 3 years. And it's now coming that way. And people aren't arguing about that anymore. They're arguing about who's going to be the second systems company out there with a line of 64-bit computers. There are currently now, only one announced, a very large memory database, but every database company is working on an implementation for our turbo laser platform. Every one of them, primarily because they're scared of what's going to happen to their business if they don't, given that Oracle now has a huge advantage in terms of performance. And so shortly you have Sybase, Informix, Software AG, Ingress, CA, Computer Associates, whatever, that will be announcing their products to try and exploit this capability that only we have today. These are the things that we have going for us today. Industry is moving toward digital. What we should be proud of in digital engineering is the ability to design robust, scalable systems that are flexible enough that regardless of the way the market demands work out, we're well positioned to solve customer problems. That's what our objective is, solving customer problems. That's our objective, with technology. With technology. That's the objective. Solve customer problems with technology, flexibility, balanced systems, scalable, reliable, high quality, at an excellent price to the customer.
If you do that, you satisfy your customers with a solution that's right for that customer, then your business is going to grow. You can increase your employee benefits. It's fun to work. You feel good about yourself and about the company. The objective in 96, we need to grow the business. Grow the business. In the various segments that we're continuing operations in, let's grow our market share, grow the business, and do so profitably. Focus on profit, on cash, and revenue growth. That's pretty simple. That's what we're trying to do in 96. And we have the talent to do that. The marketplace is moving toward what we have to offer. We have to execute. We have to execute a little better than we have in the past. We're getting better at it. It gives me particular pleasure this morning to recognize one long-term digital contributor that I've had the privilege of knowing for the 10 years I've been here is Bill Demmer. As most of you know, Bill is planning to retire at least within the next calendar year or so, and he's moved over to a role of helping digital with our technical business development as Vice President of Technical Business Development. I think his actual plans for retirement were a little sooner than that, but Enrico and I twisted his arm and persuaded him to stay and help us, particularly with developing the marketplace for very large memory, which is a new marketplace that really depends on Digital's excellent 64-bit Unix and Turbo Laser platform. Bill started his career as a program manager for the PDP 1170, which I think everybody in here understands was a real watershed product for Digital. He took on the role of VAX program manager in the late 1970s, and of course that was Digital's most successful single product line, really. Changed the whole company's organization and structure and history, and actually changed the history of the computing industry under his leadership. A lot of people contributed. Bill provided leadership in engineering excellence for 22 years in this company. In addition to that, though, and equally important in terms of engineering leadership, was the ethical and business character that Bill provided, and that leadership is what really defines a company as it defines a human being or an individual. I am very proud for the opportunities I've had to work with Bill, both when I was a supplier in semiconductors to your organization, working with suppliers together, working with customers together, and working to help turn Digital around as we completely change our business model. There's not a finer example in the company of a professional engineering manager than Bill Demmer. I want to thank you for your 22 years here, Bill.
These employees in Maynard and Tokyo ask the CEO everything from, can we make more demo hardware available, to, is it okay to call you Bob?
Those of you that responded to my question in the notes file, I want to thank you again for your response. And I'm quite serious, I am going to read virtually all of those, because it gives me a flavor of what is on your minds. One of the questions that I did get was something about in my job function, how do you balance off all of these different constituencies? Like, I'm responsible to the shareholders. They deserve a return and they haven't had one for years, as you know. To you as employees, to try and create an environment where you enjoy working and feel like you can grow personally and make a contribution and feel good about yourself and what you do for a living. You get compensated for it. You know, to our customers, we have customers that are dependent on our products and services, and yet as we make these sea changes in terms of the computer industry, we can't continue to invest in everything that we once did. Our model has totally changed. What we're trying to do is change. How do you balance all that? And balance is the issue. You just keep weighing it and listening to inputs and a judgment thing, and it's a fairly lonely decision at times. My goal around compensation is to have more and more of everyone's compensation on a variable basis, so that as we achieve our objectives, return a reasonable return to the shareholders, then the excess above that can be shared with employees and shareholders. In concept, it's fairly simple. It says, okay, each year we're going to get a little better, let's hope. That's our objective. And each year then, there's a goal that we have, very defined, that I share with the board of directors and get their approval. And here's what we're committing to deliver to the shareholders: earnings per share, operating profits, that sort of thing. Above that, we should have an ability to share excess earnings, if you want to call them excess, with employees as well as shareholders. I very much appreciate getting that kind of feedback and input. And we use that information at the operating committee, that is with my direct reports, to talk about what's on your mind. One I do want to mention in wrap-up that was in the stack that I got on the DVN had to do with our quality and reliability and customer satisfaction. This is an area that we really have to have more focus on as a company worldwide. And just to tell you what we're doing about it, it has a lot of different elements. When we talk about the word quality and reliability, what many of us think about, particularly if our background is more hardware engineering, which is my background, you tend to think about something failed or was dead on arrival or something. That's really not generally the problems that we face in information technology today. Generally, the problems have to do with network problems, software interaction problems, all kinds of problems. And frequently, when customers say, I'm dissatisfied with your quality, what they mean is they got an invoice for 10 items and actually 13 were delivered and they can't pay you. And so it's a problem of your information services systems. On the manufacturing side, and working with the PM&D organizations, Chuck Gosley's taken the lead to reintroduce some ideas and to introduce some new ideas that he brought with him from Xerox, where he very successfully led their quality initiatives as the head of their manufacturing. Those of you that haven't met Chuck find him very engaging and very knowledgeable about what we need to do in order to improve digital's manufacturing to the next step and digital's logistics. And so those will be some of the activities, but there's no group in the company that can afford not to think about quality and reliability as seen by the customer. You know, as seen by the customer. Customer satisfaction needs to be our major objective. Other questions? Yes.
Hi, Bob. My name is Houston Henry. Oh, by the way, is it okay to call you Bob?
Yes, it is. Yeah. You know, Bob and Robert are quite acceptable. There are many other things I've been called, but I prefer Bob or Robert, either one.
I'm an engineering manager in revenue systems engineering. My question is around our corporate structure. Although the customer is supposed to be the focus, our structure seems to encourage departments to pit themselves against each other. Is there anything being done in upper management to seriously improve that and have it trickle down to the rest of the organization?
We sometimes have too many people calling on the same partner or distributor or value-added reseller from digital, confusing terms and conditions. Sometimes we have competition in front of the customer. Fundamentally, there are some things that we're trying to do to correct that. In the case of the larger customers, the ABU function is to correct that because the accounts business unit that covers our 1,250 largest global accounts, their responsibility is to bring the offerings of the various other business units to the customer in a unified way so that customer sees one digital equipment corporation. The other thing that's being done is relative to compensation. For my direct reports, a variable piece of their compensation, which is getting to be a larger and larger piece of the total, and that's my model, by the way, for all employees, more variable compensation component. Fundamentally, a bigger piece of that is dependent on teamwork and cooperation among business units, as opposed to just individual success. And so I think you can change behavior both by realizing what problem you're trying to solve, in this case, solve the customer's problem, and also by the way you reward people and recognize people.
What plans are there in order to get our workstations, like the Alcor and the very successful products, into the hands of our partners so that they can actually demonstrate on them?
You have to provide to your partners the leading product to demonstrate their application most successfully against the competition. So we're investing more in seed units this year than ever before. This is, I'm not personally knowledgeable about the detail about the workstation marketing in that space, but I can tell you that at the workstation announcement, you could see a very different flavor than we've ever had before around workstation announcements. There, we had partners from a variety of software companies talking about what their applications did on our workstations running real applications and how much faster they ran or how much better they ran or what they enabled to do. And there were demonstrations of that. That is by far the best way to sell your product, is to get your partner who's writing the applications to demonstrate it. And clearly you've got to do that on the newest workstations, which is what we showed there. So I think that there's a recognition on that. And from my perspective, I would be very supportive of more seed units to the right partners under those conditions.
I'm part of the information services group here, And could you elaborate a bit, how do you see information services being able to demonstrate this technology for our customers and partners?
Yes, I would. It's a critical part of our success going forward is our information services organization, and it's very complicated. We are making a huge investment in information technology for our company this year, started last year. That investment is intended to enable us to be more competitive in the marketplace. And for a time, it's going to be a drag on our profitability because we have to maintain all of our legacy systems. You may be surprised to know we've got, I think, we counted approximately 1,900 legacy software systems in this company. 1,900. Some have to be enhanced because we're making changes in our business model. And even like you'd think, why invest any more in a system you're planning to replace? Well, we change our warranty conditions, our terms and conditions. We have to continue to make changes to some of these systems. So we got to keep those going even as we roll out new systems across digital to enable us to be more competitive. And so this particular endeavor by business unit, but with an overall structure being driven by Dick Fishburne, is quite critical to digital this year and in future years in making sure we're competitive. And the problems that we're solving give us credibility with our large customers. The realities of the difficulty, we know what we're talking about. The fact that we're running one of the world's largest distributed networks and have for years has credibility with companies that have to have such networks deployed to run their businesses. And we need to leverage that better with our customers.
Do you have a personal operational vision, for example, taking digital to be a $20 billion company in 10 years? What is are we striving towards?
For engineering strategies, 3 or 4 or 5 years is sometimes what's necessary to really implement the strategy. But if you go much farther than that, you're really kind of kidding about your ability to even size these different opportunities. In fact, next Tuesday's hard to predict, never mind 4 or 5 years from now. But looking at it 4 or 5 years from now and seeing the trends that are going and taking the inputs from people like Gartner and IDC and Forrester and all the others and getting this external help, we've looked at our portfolio. And what it shows is a company that at the end of the decade is over $20 billion in sales and is profitable after tax. Very profitable, actually, after tax, and it takes a lot of work and cash to get there. A lot of that investment that we've made, our competitors are about to start making. Many of our competitors have multiple transitions to go through to get to where we are today. They'll begin to have some difficulties, they'll begin to have some slips, and we can exploit those. So competitive levels of profitability, and it won't happen in 1 year, but I do expect each year to make significant progress. And the analysis is going to be ongoing, but it's a very good roadmap, and it's reassuring to see that we are quite on a path to continue the improvement that we've seen this last year.
When Bob talked with employees in Japan, their concerns included the quality of our PC products and our ability to serve smaller customers.
As you mentioned, the PC industry is very fierce with respect to competition, and we must provide a very high-quality product. Now, in this high-quality issue, compared to other companies, people say that our product is not as high-quality as others.
And these people are misinformed.
そういうことを言ってらっしゃる方はきちんと情報を得てらっしゃらないのではないかということです。Anyway, therefore, Kaizen or refurbishment or to make it a higher quality becomes a very important issue for the success of PCs. And if you have any ideas as to how you are going to do that in the future, can you please comment?
Yes. In the point of fact, Datamation recently ran, Datamation magazine recently ran a big survey of all of the major PC vendors and their position on quality. And digital came out on a worldwide competition number 2. Although there are undoubtedly, from time to time, some mistakes, for the most part, our PC products have been well received. And as you know, in the case of our Hinote line of PCs, we have those PCs manufactured here in Japan by Citizen. And I'm told that Japanese quality is very high.
Hello, my name is Yamamoto from ABU.
And ever since you became the president and CEO, you have often mentioned about how a digital company is very much customer focused. However, we have recently been getting some feedback from our customers that digital company as an organization seems to pay a very big attention to the large customers, and also the fact that the digital organization is strongly creating good partners. I was wondering what happens to these people who are outside this partner arena.
The opportunity for us to expand our customer base is primarily through our partners. Our very strategic relationship with Oracle around the very large database has provided the applications platform for SAP. By working with consulting firms that help customers with the SAP application, we can go after a wide variety of different industries, even though we don't know specifically about those industries with SAP. In addition to the ABU focus on large accounts that today represent good revenue for digital, we also have a strategy to focus a team of worldwide sales focus on new strategic accounts that today are small or no revenue for digital. There will be more information about this new strategic proposal very shortly.
Digital News and Review called it the Alliance of the Year. Coming up next, you'll hear from the architect of the Digital Microsoft Alliance. Robert Bismuth just returned from the West Coast, and he'll bring you up to date on the latest developments, complete with highlights from the August 2nd announcement in San Francisco.
On the day that Microsoft signed the agreement with us, I was one of the happiest people in the world because I never thought it would happen. We managed to bring together a deal which was profitable, beneficial to both companies and to our customers, which is the real key point. There's definite customer benefit here. It isn't just a couple of companies standing up together and saying that they're going to, you know, swap bear hugs or whatever. There's real value here, and the engagement process started literally the next day. It was very immediate. So the dawning or the realization on August 2nd was that in some sense the easy part was done. Now is the hard part.
There are going to be a lot of training issues that will have to be addressed too.
That's correct. And in fact, we have coming up in digital in October, the Technical Solutions University for sales and field management, followed by a session in, I believe it's December or January. Microsoft have committed to be at both of those sessions to present and help train our field people. In return, they have offered us the opportunity to come into their equivalent, which is a worldwide university as well, which takes place in November.
Well, I'm sure there'll be a lot of digital employees who are going to be watching this and wondering, how can I get on board? What kind of training do I need? What are you looking for from in-house that would fit the bill?
Well, that's a complex question because there are a lot of employees that already want to get involved. Every corporate account manager who has business pending is calling and saying, come and visit my account, bring a Microsoft person in. Right now we're putting in place the mechanisms to manage that.
Let's look just like for the next two months, what are going to be the key areas that have to be covered?
Well, there are several key areas. One is there's a strategic plan, which has to be done by the end of October between both companies so that we actually know what the business structure is here between the companies. At the same time, we're putting together a plan for the engineering group on site. It's not just our NT engineering group on site. It touches other technologies that we have within digital, our mail strategy, our VMS affinity strategy, our NT strategy, our PC platform strategy for Windows 95 as well as Windows NT, so the whole Intel product line is involved here. Our system management and network management, the PolyCenter, AssetWorks, NetView combination that Dee Stewart looks after, all of that is very key in this alliance. As Microsoft do everything, they do everything in a fairly large, committed, big way. They've made a commitment, they've committed themselves to Alpha, they've committed themselves to digital, we've committed ourselves to them, bringing them into the enterprise, and we should just go forward and do it now.
Big things ahead for digital then.
Very big things ahead for digital.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chairman of Digital Equipment Corporation, Bob Palmer.
and chairman of Microsoft Corporation, Bill Gates.
Well, good morning. Thank you for coming to this morning's announcement of a digital Microsoft alliance. We feel this is a very timely announcement in terms of where the marketplace is going.
This new alliance combines Microsoft client-server products with Digital's leadership in enterprise systems, service, support, and systems integration. It's a convergence of desktop and enterprise computing designed to meet customer needs in a rapidly emerging market with immense growth potential.
What we're talking about today is an alliance which will back up those solutions with global support, systems integration, and technology which provides seamless linking of Windows-based solutions with enterprise data. Our close working relationship, advances in integrating Windows NT into enterprise environments today, and outstanding talent in both companies yield a solid assurance for customers that we will take the lead in integrating Windows-based applications into the most complex business environments. Let's look real quickly at the strengths that both companies bring to this. On Microsoft's side, we're focused on our core competence, which is building software products and setting software standards. Looking at DEC, the client-server products that are coming here from DEC are very important, and all of those strengths are perfectly complementary to what we were able to provide. Digital already has a staff of 800 people that are Microsoft certified. We will be increasing that number by more than 1,500 professionals over the course of the next 2 years. The benefits of Digital and Microsoft's excellent working relationship are already known through our customers through previous projects and partnerships. Bill and I would like to share with you a success story. Best Buy is a chain of consumer superstores that decided to approach Digital and Microsoft. Let's hear how Best Buy describes the experience.
One of the things that Best Buy are trying to do with the Concept 3 store is to improve the shopping experience, make it entertainment, make it fun.
When we came up with the concept of the kiosk idea, we knew we couldn't do that solution under our central processing functions as we'd done it in the past. Well, we found that combining Windows NT and the Digital Alpha AXP processor, we could serve up the video that we needed to support these kiosks. So we were at the leading edge of both Digital and Microsoft, asking them questions, looking for answers to questions as they arose. Both companies stepped right in and helped us. You can't tell the Microsoft guy from the Digital guy from the Best Buy guy. They've all got their jackets off and their sleeves rolled up in the room.
One of the elements that made the Best Buy experience so successful was the ability to provide very high performance servers. And so DEC's family approach of providing both Intel and Alpha servers, we think, is being very well received in the marketplace. With Alpha systems well established in enterprises around the world, I'm delighted with Bill's decision to provide Alpha versions of Microsoft key enterprise application at the same time Intel versions ship.
Digital and Microsoft will also join forces in mail and messaging environments so that customers will be among the first to enjoy complete connectivity.
So the first user of our all-in-one and MailWorks support for Microsoft Exchange will be Digital itself. We intend to embrace Microsoft Exchange. Our existing mail backbones will provide connectivity and interoperation with Microsoft Exchange as groups within Digital start using Exchange-based applications.
This new alliance builds on Microsoft and Digital's previous joint marketing successes.
Clearly, with this much synergy between the companies, we anticipate a great deal of customer demand for our services. And Digital has agreed to establish Microsoft Enterprise Competency Centers, the first of which will be in the Seattle area near the Microsoft corporate headquarters. All of this will support our efforts to engage enterprise customers jointly as a team working together to bring Windows-based solutions to the enterprise using the best talent, technology, customer support, and business know-how from both companies. Our customers have been asking us to get together and do it this way, and we're doing it. We're ready.
Industry experts reacted positively to the Digital Microsoft Alliance. Bob Palmer remarks on a quote from Forrester Research, an information technology analyst group.
It describes the agreement, but it really says that the announcement means that Digital is the number one enterprise NT vendor, the clustering king, an alpha cat with nine lives. Talks on and on. A win for users. And basically said, who loses, and lists most of our competitors that are not well balanced with respect to operating system.
A few of you may have already met Sid Fralis, Digital's new Vice President of Human Resources. If you haven't yet, you will. He's come on board to help drive Digital to an exciting future where employees will have a greater opportunity to share in the company's success.
Why did you want to come to Digital?
I think it's a rocket ship about to take off. I think that this is going to be one of the most significant turnarounds in our industry for a company our size. And frankly, I want to be associated with it.
His name is Sid Fralis. He's 45 years old. He came to Digital 2.5 months ago from Austin, Texas, where he ran his own human resources consulting firm. Before that, he was the Vice President of Human Resources at Dell Computers for 6 years. And before that, the Director of Human Resources at Motorola headquarters in Illinois. He and his wife, Esther, have relocated to Lexington, Massachusetts. They have two grown children, 20-year-old Natalie and 23-year-old son, Chris, who may just follow in Dad's footsteps, having graduated in May from Berkeley with a Human Resources degree. Sid received his undergraduate from Southwest Texas, LBJ's alma mater, and a master's degree from Sam Houston State. He leads by example and makes decisions by consensus. His charter, as he calls it, is to revitalize what he sees as an impressive, diverse, intellectual, worldwide workforce that is Digital. Paint a profile for me of what you think is the ideal employee.
There are a lot of men and women within Digital. I've been very impressed with the brain power in this company. I mean, there's not a lack of intellectual capacity within this company. Very educated workforce. So I think that we already have one of the key ingredients to making our workforce a competitive advantage, and that's just the sheer brain power. I think we also have one of the other ingredients, and that there's an incredible amount of loyalty and passion to this company.
Sid is a big believer in loyalty to the company and respect for the employee, but he says the key to Digital's future success is to never forget the customer, and he believes in sharing the wealth from a successful Digital.
Our intent would be that we have a very successful year this year, the current year, that we have a bonus structure that allows us to share that with all employees. As time goes on, over the, like I said, it's a 2 to 3 year kind of a goal. This both financial and non-financial reward systems are going to become more and more evident, so that over a period of time, employees clearly begin to see that this re-engagement, reinvestment of employees is real and not just a lot of flag waving or something artificial. A real fundamental thing for me is to make Digital a fun place to work again. I think people need to be able to come into the work environment and not worry whether their job is going to be around in 3 to 6 months.